93.3. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Was watching the weather today, this morning, and they said another beautiful, beautiful day.
It's going to be around 60 or so.
Gotta love it. All right, awesome. First things first. How was the movie?
Oh, my gosh. I got to go see our advanced screening of Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn
with
Part 2.
With all our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. It was completely packed. It was like a little trick. I walk into the AMC 30 Olathe. Mm-hmm. I walk in the front door, and if you've ever been in that theater, they have the main entrance, and then they kind of lined everybody up right over to the right, okay? So I'm walking down the line, down do-do-do-do-do-do, around the corner, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Still a line.
Out the back door and around the building. It was like a joke.
Goodness.
Like, you're in the building. No, you're not really. Go back out. It was... I can't believe it, but we all made it in because it was those huge 500-seat theaters. Mm-hmm. I think maybe where they show IMAX sometimes. It was one of those big ones.
They had the people there checking for, like, cameras and all that stuff?
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure they did.
But let me tell you what. It is absolutely amazing. It is so beautiful. It is so refreshing to finally see Bella's character, Kristen Stewart. She's beautiful. She's confident. She's not all weird and full of teen angst. I mean, she's gorgeous. And then you're not worrying about, you know, Taylor Lautner's character, like, I love you, Bella, because, you know, if you know the storyline, he's over that in this movie. So mm-hmm. It's like all that stuff that bothered you is gone. It's an amazing movie.
Are you saying she became a better actress?
Well, no. Her character is kind of like how she is in real life. You know,
oh,
when you see her and she's awkward and uncomfortable. But because she's a vampire in this movie, she's not like that. And so anything that annoyed you about her is gone. You're like, oh, good. She's easy to watch now. And she's absolutely gorgeous in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a huge, gigantic surprise twist. Everyone in the crowd was going, I couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
Because of the book change?
I'm just going to say it's a twist, but you will love it. It's awesome.
I have not seen you this excited in a long time.
It was
time.
So good.
93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Now, I geek out of... Thought I'd throw that in. It's 6:13, and that's your trash.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Danielle.
Let's do this. How much is in it?
$3,288.80.
Is absolutely right.
Oh, my God.
You just won $3,288.80. Can you believe it?
No.
Win up to $10,000 instantly. Listen at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m. Guess how much is in the designer coach purse, dollars and cents. You win the purse and you win the cash. Up to $10,000.
My kids are going to have a nice Christmas.
They're going to have a great Christmas.
Pick your purse and grab your cash from Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.
Now the growing U.S.
Go to 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Good morning. Rocket, Teresa, and Punch.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy.
The Rocket and Teresa Show.
Check it out.
On Mix 93.3.
Mix, there we go. Mix 93.3. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket.
I know how to hit button, Jay.
Well, I'm getting ready for KCTV5, so I'm hitting multiple buttons at one time going, where is this? Where is this button?
You have it, ladies. The reason why Rocket is still single. Only one button at a time.
Where is that button? All right, briefly before we join.
I keep telling you where it is.
Before we join our friends at KCTV5, let's get back into the Twilight movie. You have not stopped talking about this since you walked in the studio this morning.
I really want to see. You know what? It's so fun because it makes you feel like a little kid. We were all sitting, you know, because this is one of those that it was a packed house, so we get to the theater super early. So, you know, by the time I get in to sit down, I'm sitting for a good 30 minutes just waiting, you know, talking to my friends, eating a snack. And you start getting all giddy like a little girl. And then when it finally gets dark and it comes on, everyone's like, oh, my God. Everybody starts clapping. It's just fun to be silly like that and let loose. And I really want to stress, because I put on my Facebook right away, it was amazing. You're going to love it. They wrap up the series so well, but there's a big twist that is different from the book. And I was gasping, but it's good. I had so many people go, am I the only one who doesn't want anything different than the book and they ruined it? No, trust me. It does not take away from the movie. It adds to the movie. It is amazing, and you are going to love it.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Any men in the theater?
Yeah, there were lots of men, but I'm pretty sure they got dragged there by their women. But I was sitting with a couple, my friends, Danny and Heather, and he kind of got dragged along because she wanted him to see it. However, he enjoyed the movie. It really is a good movie.
All I know is I saw the trailer for it, and I just thought Kristen Stewart is just drop dead beautiful.
She's amazing. Gorgeous. Because she finally is a vampire in this movie, and she looks absolutely stunning. And her character is so much better in this movie, too. She's not all like, and awkward. She's actually beautiful and confident.